Anyway, Gordon, why don't you ask God's blessing on our meeting today? Would you do that for us?
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of being able to come before you again in the Bible study to develop our spiritual relationship with you. We ask, Father, that you'll open our hearts and minds to receive the things that you have for us here today. And we give you thanks for that in Christ's name.
Amen. Well, I told Denny, I said, you know, it's getting time that we start telling things like it is. stop beating around the bush and start telling it like it is. Not that we don't tell it like it is, but there's more that can be said. There's more that can be understood. Today, I'm going to try to bring a little of that into the lesson. Okay. I've entitled today's study "Sowing Spiritual Seed," and I wanted to talk about this for a long time, because this thing of sowing seed, this is something you just see on television day and night, you know, year after year after year. The Bible talks about sowing seed, and so from their point of view, you know, where it says in the Bible that God gives seed to the sower, their interpretation of that, actually, not even their interpretation, their translation of that is, he gives money to the tither. It's not an interpretation. That's what it means. Money to the tither. Okay? And so sowing the seed represents, when they say, give your money to my ministry. How you sow a seed. And then the idea is, just like when you put seed in the ground and it grows and it produces thousands of times more seed than you sowed, right? That the money you give these charlatans will produce hundreds and thousands of times more money than you sowed. Now, that doesn't happen. And if it did ever happen, I guarantee you, it didn't happen from a miracle from Almighty God to supernaturally turn tens of dollars into hundreds of thousands or millions. It has never happened. And the reason I can say that with great authority is because the Bible doesn't teach any such foolish nonsense. Okay? That's how I can say that. Now, some people would suggest that, well, yes, these churches do abuse the money. Some few think that they should have more. Some have said, I wish they had more. Like, I wish Jan and Paul, instead of having tens of millions of dollars to spend on foolishness, they wish that they had hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, just insanity. But some would suggest, but they do a lot of good, don't they? Of course, I would ask to that, Robin Hood did a lot of good, didn't he? Does that justify being a thief? Not really, does it? Recently here, Senator Grassley is targeting the ministries of evangelists Benny Hinn, Kenneth Copley, Bishop Eddie Long, Creflo Dollar, Joyce Myers, Randy and Paula White, all of whom believe in the seed-sowing, money-planting scheme. They all follow that. They all teach that. They all believe that. Of course, people like Paula White, I mean, she appears to me to be a woman possessed and obsessed and just over the top. With, I mean, I just see dollar signs in her eyes as she talks. And comes up with every type of angle and scheme and ploy to get people to send money. I mean, the only one that maybe outdoes her is this, goes by doctor, I think. Dr. Nasser Siddiqui. You ever see him? The guy that was all covered with boils. He was a Muslim. I mean, boy, he just his whole thing, he wants to be one of the high rollers. He wants to be one of the money men. I mean, he is just hell bent on squeezing every ounce of money out of everybody he talks to that he can. I mean, to me, it is just so utterly disgusting. You know, it almost makes you want to puke. It's just disgusting. And their sermons are all geared toward this. All, even if you think it's off the subject of money, it's not really. And at the end or someplace, or when they got all the tapes to sell you, you know, the money comes into it. Now, when I see Senator Grassley doing this, and I'm thinking to myself, what has this world come to when politicians find ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ immoral? Do you understand what I'm saying? This reminds me of Saddam Hussein, one of the most vile, evil, despicable people to ever draw breath on this earth, said of his one son, "He's immoral." What? You talk about the kettle calling, I mean, calling the kettle black. Yeah. Well, but again, you know, the word politician is almost synonymous with, well, you fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when a politician finds ministers of the gospel immoral, how far have we gone? I mean, this is like over the top. You know, this is just unbelievable. Now, most media ministries are involved in these Madison Avenue type sales gimmicks and psychological fear and greed ploys to extract as much money out of their followers as they can. And one of these catchphrases is, it sounds so biblical and so spiritual, you sow a seed. You sow a seed. In other words, give me your money and watch your money grow. That's the idea. That's the idea. Now, sometimes they say, well, it's not all about money. God blesses you in your health. They're still a lying bunch of turkeys. You can't pay God through some charlatan minister to heal your kids, get them off of drugs, restore your health back to youth, you know, make you wealthy, healthy, and wise. You can't. You can say, well, it's not paying for it. Well, then what is it? Why is it God will not give you any of those things unless you give some charlatan your money? Write these guys. Do an experiment. Say, listen, I can either pray an hour a day, every day for a month for your ministry, or send you $1,000. Which should I do? Give me a break. So I'm going to go through just a few of the excesses of these Madison Avenue theological hucksters. And I could have written 100 pages. I mean, the internet is just filled. And I try to stay away from, you know, the hate mongers. I try to, most of these excerpts, I don't even give credit for them, but most of them are from newspapers and journalists and Wikipedia and all of these news sources and so on. And so if some of them are not 1,000%, fine. But I think, you know, when you find the same thing from 10 different sources over a 5 or 10 year period, and sometimes 30 and 40 year period of time, you know it's true. And some of these I know for a fact. Myself, I remember when Oral Roberts said, if you don't send me $8 million, God is going to kill me. I remember that. I was alive and well.
That was back in the 60s, wasn't it?
Actually, I believe it was the 50s, but...
I remember he saying something like that.
So anyway, yeah, he said God would call him home. Well, you know, he only got like $1 million or something over the next period of time. He was up in the prayer tower fasting, and then some Oklahoma businessman, apparently he's got a bunch of them, came to his rescue and gave him all the money. You know? I guess that's happened a number of times. Now, so that's like blackmail. Either you give me $8 million or I'm going to die. God's going to kill me. You know? It is like God is blackmailing Oral Roberts. You know, if it were true, of course. How does anyone believe any of these ministers ever? Gosh. So it's like God said, if you don't make me a multi-millionaire, he'll kill me. This is such laughable mockery. And people, don't you know, 4:30 this morning, I put the coffee on and waiting for my first cup. I sat down here rather than going to my computer and turn, and it was news on. No, it wasn't news on yet. News on Commando 5, I guess. So I flipped around, and I think it was TBN I got. And don't you know what they're showing? A film from 1955 of Oral Roberts in one of his Tent Crusades. Which I thought was rather apropos, since my introduction is with Oral Roberts, you know. But anyway, now, a couple of months ago, November of 07, that was just a few months back, 7-8 months ago, former Board of Regents member Harry McNevin claimed that during the 1980s, Oral Roberts rubber-stamped the use of millions of endowment money to buy a Beverly Hills property so Oral could have a West Coast office and house. Oral Roberts is really the pioneer in America of this seed faith teaching. You know, this goes by several names. When it first came to America, it was called Positive Confession. Okay, you can see where all these tie together. You know, word of faith, positive confession, what I confess I possess, say it, do it, receive it, tell it, the prosperity gospel, name it and claim it. These are all catchphrases for this teaching. And of course, Oral Roberts is, you know, one of the founding fathers of this, certainly. But I want to show what happens when these men get the money, which is what they're after. I've said many times now, it's not all about the money. It's only about the money. Do you think these big programs exist for any other reason than money? That's a question. That wasn't a statement. Now, that was a question. Oral Roberts used to have a private his jet service down to an estate at St. Andrews on the golf course in Boca Raton. And he has kind of a Jewish-sounding first name, so he dropped the Oral, and because some people thought, well, he'd get in good with those country club Jews, you know, and maybe get big contributions or whatever. It was just something somebody suggested. Back in 1977, and I remember this, Oral Roberts claimed that he had a vision of a 900-foot-tall Jesus. And Jesus told him to build a big medical center, and it would prosper, it would grow, and be a success. So, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 1977, not even needing another hospital at all. I mean, maybe it could have used a clinic or something. He builds, I think it was like 50 stories. I mean, this was like one of the tallest skyscrapers in the West back in 77 as a hospital, right? And the thing never took off, never got off the ground. I don't think they ever got past the fourth floor as far as even furnishing the place. It never worked. It never worked out. All the doctors, you know, in the medical field said he's crazy. Tulsa, Oklahoma does not need a 50-story hospital. But he was going to get sick people from all around the world, which is kind of amazing because he's one of these faith teachers that believes in healing. You just lay hands on people, they're healed. Name it and claim it. He's building the hospital. Everything they do is contradictory. They believe in a religion of contradictions. Everything they do is a contradiction. So anyway, he built this thing. It's a total failure. I don't know if somebody bought it later on then or what, but it never worked out. But he took in many, 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 many millions of dollars to build it. Now, he couldn't heal people, and his hospital didn't work. Yet, Time magazine reported in 1987 that Richard Roberts said he witnessed his dad, Oral, raise a child from the dead. He saw it with his own eyes. Patty Roberts, which was Richard Roberts' wife that he divorced, wrote a book after she left the organization, and she said one distinction that Oral had over Tenzel, who was a Catholic priest who sold indulgences and, you know, kind of sold salvation. He said, rather than offering salvation exchange for money, Oral appealed to such basic instincts as fear and greed. So it's the same thing. You know, either give me your money and then I'll put in a good word to God for you, or the Bible says you need to sow faith seeds, you need to pay tithes, you need to give first fruits, you need to give offerings, and if you don't, it's a sin, and if you sin, you go to hell. So what's the bottom line? Give me your money or go to hell. Ask any of these men. Ask John Hagee if it's a sin not to pay your tithes. Of course he'll tell you it's a sin. What's the wages of sin? What if you don't repent of not giving your tithes? And who do you give? How do you give your tithes to God? By giving them to some charlatan. You know? One of these TV hucksters. That's how you give your money to God. And what if you don't give your money to God? You'll go to hell. So what is the bottom line? You can say, you should tithe to God, and He'll bless you. Which the interpretation of is, give me your money or go to hell. That's it. That's the interpretation. Although I did hear one say one time, no, you don't. You're supposed to send us your tithes. You're supposed to tithe at your local church and send us your seed offerings and, you know, all these partnership with us and do all these other things. But I think Richard's first wife had this thing much, pretty much figured out by the time she got out of it. Now, Richard Roberts has been president of Oral Roberts University of recent years. His father has like semi-retired since, I think, back in the late 80s, I think. Excuse me, can I sip a coffee here? So anyway, so he's been president. However, last year, Oral Roberts was kicked off of the out of the presidency. Here's a lawsuit that's going on. Recently, recent president Oral Roberts and his wife Lindsay Roberts are accused of illegal political contributions, financial wrongdoing, wrongful filings in a lawsuit filed Tuesday. He has been removed from being university president. Also, it was discovered that the school, this is just last year now, was more than $50 million in debt. Now, this is an organization that teaches if you are faithful with God's money, He will bless you to overflowing, you know, overflowing, packed down, full, you know. This is what they teach as a Christian philosophy. They teach this. Then why are they $50 million in debt? Why did James Kennedy have to always be begging at the end of the year for millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars to get him out of debt? Why did John Hagee, you know, I covered that in my tithing paper. He said, you know, back in 2000, he had this thing, Millennium something celebration 2000 for 2000. I forget what the nonsense was, but you were to send him $2,000 by the year 2000, and you got a little commemorative coin, which he said was, you know, like it would be like an heirloom. To show that you supported God in your time of need. Anyway, he was like $7 million in debt at the end of the year. Now, you can buy tapes from this guy to give me more millions of dollars that will tell you, here's the title, How to Get and Stay Out of Debt. Can anybody say, hypocrite? Lying, two-faced hypocrite? Boy, they're going to come after me one day. I'm too small now, but maybe one day. I don't look forward to it. So anyway, so last year apparently Mr. Green, a billionaire from Tulsa, gave the college a $70 million donation. Now they did not pay off their debt with that though. They put apparently $25 million toward the debt, which left a balance of $25 million still, and put the other $45 million towards repairs, remodelings, and recruiting for the college. Because students are leaving left and right now, and they're going to be down by 400 to 500 students this coming fall, they say. Now, a former senior accountant at ORU talks about a lawsuit that claims that there was an unrestricted account used at Oral Roberts University to funnel unusual large sums of money through the university each month. And they suggested possibly to the benefit of the individual regents, you know, the Board of Regents. And how much was this amount of money funneled on an annual basis? Exceeding $1 billion. $1,000 million being funneled through an Oral Roberts University account. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money laundering. $1 billion. We're not talking widow's mites anymore. $1 billion. You can read about all over the internet. $1 billion. It appears that many of the former board members were actual participants in the funneling of money through the university for their own individual personal use, and thus the foxes were watching the hen house, says former accountant Trent Hutchinson in his 2007 lawsuit. Wikinews says October 2007, a lawsuit was filed in Tulsa by three former professors who claimed to have been wrongfully terminated. They also alleged University President Richard Roberts misused university assets and illegally ordered the university to participate in Republican candidate Randy Miller's political campaign for Tulsa mayor. Apparently, also they made the students go out and carry placards, and they had to campaign for this guy. Which, of course, you know, this is not legal according to non-profit religious organizations. You cannot claim to be that status and get up in the pulpit and say, I'm ordering all of you, you know, to vote for Obama or to vote for Clinton or to vote for McCain. You can't do that. Other allegations against Robert include claims that he used university funds to pay for his daughter's trip to the Bahamas by providing a university jet and billing the cost of the school, $29,000 plus. He also maintains a stable of horses on campus at the university expense, remodeled his home at university expense 11 times in 14 years. Wikisource says, according to a text related to Sardi, Lindsay Roberts, that's Oral Roberts' wife, who is referred at Oral Roberts University publicly as the university's first lady, is accused of spending tens of thousands of dollars of university funds on clothes, awarding non-academic scholarships to the children of families and friends, sending text messages mostly between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m., on university-issued cell phones to people described in the lawsuit as underage males. Now, there's more to that story. There's more to that story, and I'm not even going to report it. I mean, it's some stuff just, I guess, doesn't need to be said, and I won't say it. John Hagee, Oral Roberts University Board of Regents member. Oh, did you not know that? Did you not know that? John Hagee is a Board of Regents. Yes, he is. Said the University Executive Board is conducting a full and thorough investigation. What is this? The Fox and Fox is doing the investigation here? Furthermore, the court filing quoted Roberts as saying, notice this, this is something he said apparently in front of everybody, if a regent, that is those on the Board of Regents, if a regent appears to give me trouble, I remove him. I stack the deck. And don't they all do that? It sounds like Herbert W. Armstrong. Other regents of Oral Roberts University, Marilyn Hickey. Kenneth Copeland, Creflo Dollar. You know, Creflo Dollar did recently, though, because of all this fiasco, he did resign. Sometimes even Saddam Hussein finds his own son immoral. Anyway, Benny Hinn, he no longer has voting rights. I don't know why. And then on the business regents, there's, I don't know who this John C. Hagee, if that's John Hagee's son. And, of course, the famous and infamous Jesse Duplantis. So anyway, so here is one of the originators and shining stars of seed planting and, name it and claim it, all this movement, And what has happened to his kingdom? It's falling apart. It's falling apart. And you should hear the reports, like Herbert Armstrong always wanted to make a show, show the world how great, And that's why he spent these, tens of millions of dollars, gilding the lily, so to speak. To make ambassador, the most beautiful college campus in America, 3 years in a row. So finally they said, that's it, you can't win every year forever. And so they want to attract athletes to Oral Roberts, but athletes, they don't fall in line with other people. They don't want to have to go to chapel every morning and pray an hour and all this stuff. And so there's talk that they're just openly involved in sex, drugs, booze, and they don't say anything to them because they need them. But the regular students, anything you do wrong, you step on the grass, $50. You don't do something right in the bus, that's $50. If you're late for chapel, all these rules, $50. And by the way, most of the students that commented said the food is just horrendous. Said some of them said they eat cereal because you can't mess up a box of cereal. Anyway, but all right. Joyce Myers. There was a Dream Center worker. Joyce Myers has this Dream Center, and there was this worker there at one of her conventions, and she was saying how blessed she was since she started working and giving to Joyce Myers Ministry. She says, "I now have a GED." She says, "I live in an apartment, and I have a used car." And she said, and it's not an old raggedy car either. Now, how blessed can you get? Here's a person who lives in an apartment and has a used car. Now, come on. If this isn't just the greatest blessing of God, I'm not saying it's not a blessing from God, but she got this because she supports Joyce Meyer Ministry. This is how people delude themselves into what blessings they're receiving. Some people tell me, you know, they've never needed, they've never gone hungry since they've tithed. Excuse me? Most Americans who don't tithe have never gone hungry. I mean, what kind of proof of that, of anything is that? Most poverty-stricken people who live on food stamps don't go hungry. That's why they have food stamps. It's so foolish to talk like that. Some people say, you know, well, I've increased a lot of money. You didn't increase. God didn't bless you with a lot of money. I'm going to prove this to you. God didn't bless you with a lot of money because you pay some lying charlatan some of your money. Did you work hard? Oh, yeah. Did you go to school? Yeah. Did you get a degree? Yeah. Did you apply principles of success? Well, maybe that's how you got that money. You know? Lots of atheists make good livings. So you've got to be careful what you attribute to God. Because I'm going to close with a scripture today that is really powerful. Found back in 2 Chronicles. How would you ever find a powerful scripture in 2 Chronicles? Well, it's there. It's a good one, boy, I'll tell you. It's a good one. And I didn't know it was there. I've got the thinking this morning. There's got to be a scripture someplace that says, if you do this, whatever, you know, don't think the results are going to be good. You know, if you're giving to something and supporting something that's, you know, a bad cause, not a good cause. Anyway, we'll come to that in a few minutes. Or maybe in another hour. No, I'm kidding. We weren't going to go that long. We started pretty late. All right, let me see here. Okay. So, Joyce Myers. Now, Myers apparently not too long ago was advertising on the web on her site. She needs $7 million for new TV equipment. Well, that's a lot of equipment, isn't it? I mean, for $7 million. Now, they already have a TV studio and equipment. This is just for new equipment. Boy, that sounds like a lot of money to me. She said she needs to improve the quality of her show, saying that she needs to compete with sports shows and movies on television. In turn, she promised to send out free crystal globes, small, medium, and large, depending on whether the followers gave a gift of $100 for a small one, $500 for a medium-sized one, or $1,000, you got the large one. Boy, I'm telling you, you don't know how this peddling of junk, trinketry, and religious junk affects me. Selling the Word of God for trinketry and junk. Unbelievable. And this same reporter said of the 17 ministries that they researched by the Post-Dispatch, six out of seven, have incomes of over $100 million a year. Randy Holman of the Jefferson County, Missouri tax assessor said he has classified Joyce Meyer's ministries, reclassified from a church to a business. When Joyce Meyer's ministers appealed the decision, Joyce Meyer's was required to release financial data to the assessor, which then became accessible to the public. Holman contends that the ministry is a business, the business of selling Joyce Meyer's, Holman said. She is using the ministry for her own private gain. That's the position we're taking. Well, good for them. Here's Myers. I just picked these things out. Yeah, I looked at it. You know how many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sites I looked at since Friday? Just gleaning little tidbits here and there. I mean, and I didn't do much on most of them. Mostly just on Roy Roberts and Joyce Myers. And then I start tapering off. There's just too much. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of pages on these people, you know. Okay, this is from the County Missouri Tax Assessor. Oh, I read that one. Okay. Here's another. Myers stood on stage before 3,000 worshipers at Randy and Paula White's church in Tampa. This was apparently several years back. Myers, clearly the biggest name of the three, told the flock, 3,000 people, told the flock, that they had to start copying each other's successes. She told them how Paula White, an upcoming preacher with her own TV show, wanted to pick Meyer's brain to find out how Meyer had become one of the most successful women evangelists. She said White wanted to ask her, this is Joy speaking now, how do you do this? How did you do that? What about this? What about that? She wants to know how to get where I am because she has a dream and a vision. Paula White, sitting in a chair on the side of the stage, smiled and nodded. Yep, that's what I want. I want the big time. Myers' Board of Trustees, which is headed by Joyce Myers, agreed to pay her. This is back now. We for the inflation. Now this is 2002. To pay Joyce Myers $900,000 annual salary. $900,000. The board agreed to give her husband, David Myers, the board's vice president, an annual salary of $450,000. The board agreed to provide the couple with free personal use of a corporate jet and luxury automobiles, a $2 million home with all bills paid by the ministry, and a separate $50,000 a year housing allowance. Investigative articles in the St. Louis Dispatch revealed Myers Ministry purchased for Joyce and Dave a $2 million home, a $10 million private jet, and houses worth another $2 million for their children, who also work for the ministry. The article also outlined Meyer's recent personal purchase, including a $500,000 vacation home. The board authorized Joyce and Dave to control a $790,000 fund to be used at their discretion for bonuses to executive management. That's the Meyers. They are the executive managers. Another nearly $800,000 on top of that. I mean, this is really immoral. Now, Joyce Myers can say it's all legal. It's immoral and unscriptural, all of it. It's immoral. It's not immoral if you're a businessman and you build a good, reputable business, you know. I do not bemoan the billions that Bill Gates makes. First of all, he's contributed more to the development of the world in the last couple decades than anybody has ever lived. And he gives most of his money away. And he's so honest with his money that, what's his name? Rabbit? No, what's his name? The other billionaire. You know who I mean. What's his name? I would say Rabbit. Babbitt.
Buffett.
Huh?
Warren Buffett.
Buffett, yeah. He turned, I think, $40 billion of his money over to Bill Gates. Why? Because he knows how to use it better. How to use it for the betterment of the human race. But when you steal fraudulently tens of millions of dollars from widows and people on food stamps and Social Security and pensions, and then you write yourself a $900,000 annual salary and your husband a $500,000 salary and millions of dollars worth of homes and $10 million for a jet, another $800,000 do whatever you want to, promotional benefit to the management. This is grossly immoral. One family member who's on the payroll for huge amounts of money, their job is to sort. They're a gift sorter. They sort the gifts that come in for Joyce. And they said, mostly money and jewelry. You know, this is junk. This is, take that to the pawn shop. Or take, you know, I don't know what they do with it. Okay, let's come to the Whites. Randy White. At one of his church meetings, he said, quote, "If you don't have anything to give, ask a person beside you to borrow $100. If they don't have them, ask them to give you a blank check. I'm asking everyone to give." They also have an executive jet. They also have numerous homes. Where's the operation out of Florida? Anyway, they have one for a couple of million, another one for I don't know how much, a million something. Then they have a property they rent in Malibu when they go to the coast. And she recently bought at Trump Tower a condo, you know, when she makes her shopping trips to New York. $4,300,000 condominium, Trump Tower. TBN. TBN has 30 owned church homes. They have cash on hand of $250 million, just money in the bank for whatever they want. Board of directors consists of three people. Two of them are Jan and Paul. According to the LA Times and Ministry Watch, in 1998, a former TBN employee, Enoch Lonnie Ford, was paid $425,000 for agreeing not to publicize Mr. Ford's allegations that he and TBN founder Paul Crouch had a homosexual tryst. Some years ago, the Crouches bought a larger $5 million home in California. They have a $10 million ranch in Texas. Years ago, back to Paula White, years ago I saw where Paula White had this thing on send $50 to buy book bags for kids going back to school. You know, the poor kids of the city, book bags. And I don't know why. I watched that, and it was when we lived in Miami yet, and I thought, you know, it didn't ring true. So I called them up, and I said, where are they giving away these book bags? Who's getting these book bags? Well, they didn't know. I said, well, let me put these through to somebody who knows. Well, they said, oh, take my number. Well, they didn't, nobody called me. So I called again, and then I don't know who it got. So I said, you have a manager. I talked to the manager. I said, yeah, I saw this thing you're giving away, you know, sending $50, you give away these book bags. I wonder, where are you giving them away? Where does a kid go to get one of these if he's poor? Yeah, he'd have to get back to me. I can't tell you how many times I call, but you understand my personality. If I get, you know, something in my craw, you know. And I just kept calling and calling, and I said, I'm going to find out. And they all said, well, give me your number. Give me your this. You know, we'll call you back. No one ever called me, and I could not find out. And pretty soon I was getting a little bit louder. I said, you know, I've been given the runaround. Now I want to know. If you're collecting public funds for book bags for poor kids, I want to know where that's going. Where can kids go to get these book bags? Well, they never got back with me. So I just dropped it. Sometime in the last, I don't know, year, I don't know when, but I saw this Paula White thing again. Maybe it was last fall before school, I don't know. I saw this book bag thing again, right? And underneath where it said to send the $50 for book bags, and they would put in there pencils and a ruler and a toothbrush and a pair of sneakers, whatever. And under it said, it was a disclaimer, the funds for this project can be used for any ministerial purpose. Mm-hmm. Somebody talked to somebody and said, I don't know who this guy is, but he's called about 12 times now. And he wants to know, where are these book bags being given away? This year, or whenever I saw this, they put a disclaimer at the bottom now. This money for the book bags can go anywhere we want. Isn't that amazing? I know where that came from. I think I know where that came from. That came from me. But, you know, they put that under there. I said, we better protect ourselves. You think they gave all those $50 that came in, 50, 50, 50, thousands and thousands of 50, 50, and gave away book bags? Do you really believe that? Maybe they did. I don't believe it. Anyway. Jesse Duplantis. I just had to bring him in because I saw this with my own eyes. What a lying hypocrite that man is. Well, I heard him tell his story 1.5 times. One time I only caught half of it. One time I caught pretty much the whole thing. You know, he went to heaven once. God actually took him to heaven. And he tells how he looked around. He's talking to the Father. He said he's just a regular man. And he showed him the mansion where he will live in heaven. And then near the end, he taught, I'm talking people that have more than a fifth grade education sitting in his congregation listening to this crap. Anyway, he said, he saw this man bent over, sitting on a bench, I don't know, weeping. And so he said to God the Father, who is that? He said, that's my son, that's Jesus Christ. He says, well, why is he weeping? So anyway, he went over and he talked to Jesus and asked him why he was weeping. And he said, Jesse, I'm paraphrasing. I can't do any more. He said, it's all up to you now. Ask me personally if I believe that Jesse believes there really is a God.
Mr. Smith, do you believe?
How could anybody do such a thing? Why does he do that? Because people are so ignorant and willing to believe any kind of fantastical nonsense about heaven or pearly gates or mansions. They want to believe this junk. They desire to believe it. And so they do. God showed him the mansion where he can live. In heaven. Christ was crying. Oh, I saw this too. I saw this. Jesse Duplantis has a jet, but he wants a bigger, better one. He showed the picture. He says, here's the one I want. $20 million. $18 million. So he said, I want 18,000 of you out there to send me $1,000. 18,000 is $18 million. I mean, there's no bones about it. I want this $18 million jet. Send me the money. On national television.
Did he get it?
I don't know. I really don't care. Shambach. He went on one of these. I guess he's always on. I don't know. But I remember a couple of years ago, he was on the TBN telethon. And God Almighty in heaven above told Shambach that he was to tell the listening audience international around the world, everyone was to send in to TBN, not $1,000 like Jesse wanted, $2,000. And he said, now somebody said, I don't have $2,000. Well, I don't know if he said borrow it or whatever, but he did bottom line it by saying, then send in a tithe. Send in $200, which is a tithe of the $2,000, and pay the rest off in installments. Unbelievable.